This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer flying home early from a meeting of European leaders in Ukraine following an attack at a synagogue in the city of Manchester. Police say four people were injured after someone drove a car into a crowd, stabbed at least one man as well. It happened on Yom Kippur. The attacker shot by police. The mayor of Greater Manchester says the immediate danger appears to be over. The government is still shut down. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio is in Washington.
With no end in sight to the government shutdown, the Trump administration is warning it could begin firing federal workers as soon as today. The shutdown could leave more than 750,000 federal employees furloughed and more than 2 million military service members without a paycheck.
An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Kohberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. The judge said other documents will be released. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A partial government shutdown means uncertainty for federal employees in Wisconsin. There are some 18,000 civilian federal workers in the state, meaning hundreds of thousands of what are deemed non-essential federal workers across the nation will be without pay, possibly for weeks. A new Marquette Law School national poll finds Americans deeply divided over political violence. Poll taken after the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk showed that among Republicans, 57% say left-wing violence is the bigger problem, while 50% of Democrats see right-wing violence as the bigger problem. And a second judge enters the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Conservative Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar announced her candidacy Wednesday. The only other announced candidate for the seat being vacated by Justice Rebecca Bradley is Liberal Appeals Judge Chris Taylor. Voters go to the polls next April.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant showing you. It is 6:04. Yes, a little dark out there, but you know what? It's going to get warmer. It's going to get brighter shortly. And we can start that with Billy Idol on Max FM.
Feel alright, yeah, feel alright. I say yeah. The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:12 on Thursday morning. I hope everyone's having a great day so far. Coming up this morning, right around 7 o'clock, we are going to have our next keyword to text in for our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. We'll give that word out right around 7 a.m. this morning. Make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device. You'll be looking for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap that text button and send in that keyword. Again, that's right around 7 o'clock this morning. We thank State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton, Back Row Baraboo Motors, and Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coasters for sponsoring our contest this month. And yes, two more days to get those entries in. Today and tomorrow, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Let's take a quick look at this summer weather forecast. Today, It'll be sunny, a high of 83. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 59. On Friday, sunny, a high of 88. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 63. Saturday, sunny, a high of 87. On Monday, sunny with a high of 84. Shower chances do return Sunday night into Monday morning, and those chances continue throughout Monday into early Tuesday morning. We do see our temperatures start to drop into around 70 on Monday, and by Wednesday, we're looking at highs of 64. So yes, we will start to see more fall-like conditions later on into past the weekend, so early next week. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Pretty quiet so far outside. I see a little bit of traffic moving around down the streets of downtown Baraboo, but no major traffic delays outside the studios in downtown Baraboo. It is a beautiful morning out there. Saw the street sweeper already hard at work out there getting everything ready for the big homecoming parade that is going to be taking place tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 p.m. So as a reminder, portions of downtown Baraboo will be closed for the homecoming parade. And yes, we will be broadcasting that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. We're working on getting everything finalized for that setup. We have a pretty cool idea what we're going to be doing with this. And so tune in for that, because we will actually be commenting during the parade. This is something we've not done before during the homecoming parade. And I'm going to have a special guest co-host during the parade as well. So looking forward to that. This is something that we are going all out on. And so we've been working on the setup for a couple of days. I was already running some wires early this morning to get everything ready for this. So yes, already working up a sweat before 7 o'clock this morning. Not that anyone really wanted to know that. Now, I think this is something that maybe this guy was working up a sweat as well. A man in New York was recorded stealing a tow truck as its operator was repossessing his vehicle. Now, I know there's been TV shows with repoing vehicles, and Russell Loisio officially pled guilty on felony charges. Here's the moment that he stole the tow truck and tried to drive off while crashing into parked cars.
Put the truck down. Get away from this truck.
From New York, guy stole a tow truck when his car was being repossessed.
Stole my truck.
That's crazy.
Call the police, man. The adrenaline was going. It happened.
Yeah, so Russell was getting his car repoed, and he decided he was going to steal the tow truck. You know, it wasn't like he wasn't having a bad enough day, but he decided to add to it by stealing a tow truck. Not cool, Russell, and we don't know what the final outcome of those charges were, except that he did plead guilty to that, so he is in some hot water, obviously. But yeah, what a not a smart move on his part, to say the least. And you can hear all those New York accents there as well. So I was like, yeah, he didn't have a good day, and it was already bad, and to say the least. And so yeah. In a little bit, we're going to talk about some iconic Mexican restaurant chain that's returning, and I'm going to have to get a message over to Miss Wendy about this one. This is something that almost brings a tear to my eye as we're getting ready to celebrate one of our wedding anniversaries, and this is the place that we met and had our first meal together, shall we say. So yes, we'll be talking about that in a little bit. I just, as I'm sitting here watching or looking at this story, I'm like, wow, this is kind of cool. I knew it was going to happen. I wish it was going to happen in Wisconsin. It's not. I'll give you a hint, it's happening in another state. But yeah, I'm excited about this. Right now there's just one of these opening. So again, we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. Make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go on your mobile device as well. We want to make sure you get entered in our multi-state text to win contest right around 7 o'clock with that next keyword. Lots of fun things happening today. Here is Don Henley, the Boys of Summer on Max FM.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. Empty lake, empty streets, the sun goes down alone. I'm driving by your house, though I know you're not home. But I can see you, your brown skin shining in the sun. You got your hair.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do, do, do. Something just like this.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, Chainsmokers, and Coldplay. 6:26 on the beautiful Thursday morning. We hope everyone's having a great day so far, and we're going to make it even better. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our flash sale. We have half off $25 certificate towards menu items at the Water Street Social Club. This certificate today till 9 a.m., just $12.50. Water Street Social Club provides a warm and inviting space serving cocktails, delectable beers, curated wines, and, of course, delicious food. Enjoy appetizer, handhelds, pasta, and more. This $25 certificate is toward food items. No code required. Half off that $25 certificate today till 9 a.m., just $12.50. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Also, go take a look at all the food pictures. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I put a picture of the ribs on there. I've got one of these certificates, and I can't wait to get over there and try it. I really need to do that. I see the ribs again this morning. I'm already hungry looking at those. And Oh, I see Eggs Benedict, which I've never had before. Much to Emily's surprise, my good friend Casper reminded me about that. And, ooh, that cocktail looks pretty tasty as well. Mmm, yeah, ribs, beans, and coleslaw. That just looks tasty. And then they, of course, have that huge cinnamon roll teasing me. And this delectable-looking burger. Oh, my goodness. And those look like bacon-wrapped dates. And they're okay. I need to stop clicking on the food pictures, but go check this out for yourself over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big with our flash sale today till 9 a.m. at the Water Street Social Club. Very interesting story out of Minnesota this morning. We have a couple of stories out of Minnesota. It seems ironic as we have our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text Win Contest coming up again at 7 a.m. And we're giving away, of course, $200 cash and gold jewelry in our daily giveaway. And their grand prize is to see Green Bay take on, you know, that Minnesota team in November with indoor club-level tickets. And this is right out of Minnesota as well. A 22-year-old enrolled in a Minnesota high school using a false identity. Here are concerned parents talking about the man that was attending the White Bear High School in Minnesota. Again, this guy's 22 years old.
They just feel very unsafe, and they were really hurt by it. I think we'll be having some pretty tough conversations.
How did it happen?
My first initial reaction, I wasn't quite sure what to think, because it's like, how does a 22-year-old get into school? It just doesn't seem real. People need to be aware that there is a predator, not only in our neighborhood, but at our children's school.
You never know who you're with, and why did this man have access to all these students?
So, yeah, we're not sure why he decided to do this, 22 years old, and was going back to high school.
They just feel very unsafe, and they were really...
And so I just popped over, and I was looking at the YouTube video to see if I could get any more information on this, and no, there isn't any more information yet. So, not sure why he did it. We're still trying to get additional details on that, but why would he go back to school? If anyone has any thoughts on that, text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Do you feel like he missed out on something, or what else is going on here? And that's just very much a bizarre thing to me. I don't ever remember anything happening like that in high school. And my question is, too, is how long did it take before someone noticed it, or how did they notice it as well? You'd think there'd be some means and mechanisms in place to make sure that didn't happen. But, yeah, very interesting story coming out of Minnesota. That's the first story coming out of Minnesota. The other one is some very good news coming out of Minnesota, which nothing to do with football this morning. We aren't going down that road at all this morning. Coming up, we're going to take a look at our full weather forecast and have a look at our state sports on Max FM.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Looking for a service you can count on? Backroad Baraboo Motors has you covered. From oil changes to heavy-duty repairs, we handle it all on every make and model. Got a truck that works as hard as you do? We service heavy-duty vehicles, too, so you'll be back on the road in no time. And because life's busy, we're open Saturdays from 8 till noon, so you don't have to take time off during the week. Backroad Baraboo Motors. Service for all makes, all models, all drivers. Schedule your appointment at BackroadBaraboomotors.com today. Backroad Baraboo Motors. We keep you moving.
Something spooky's happening at the Habitat Restore. What's that thing crawling under the beds in the middle of the night? Oh, it's just our 25% off furniture sale. Our treadmills are possessed, which means all sports and exercise equipment are 25% off so we can exorcise these demons. These sales will end on Halloween. Only a ghoul would miss these deals. Shop, donate, volunteer in Baraboo or at our haunted Portage location now with later hours.
All aboard!
It's pumpkin train time at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin Dells countryside, and all the kids get a free pumpkin with the ride. Tickets are going fast, so buy online today at DellsTrain.com. That's DellsTrain.com. Great family memories are made at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Hey, if you want to kick your backyard barbecue game up a notch, or probably more like 10 notches, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant at 6:39 on Thursday morning. Here is John Mellencamp, Small Town on Max FM.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 6:42 on Thursday morning. Yes, it's early. It's still dark outside. Well, it's starting to get a little bit brighter, but this weather forecast, it doesn't feel like fall whatsoever. Today, sunny with a high of 83. Tonight, it will be mostly clear with a low of 59. On Friday, sunny, a high of 88. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 63, a beautiful night for Baraboo Thunderbird homecoming football versus Holman. It'll be right here on 99.7 Max FM at 7 p.m. Saturday, sunny, a high of 87. On Sunday, sunny, a high of 84. Sunday night, we do see shower chances return. Starting to cool down on Monday into Tuesday. So, yes, we're seeing its highs in the 70 range for Monday. Tuesday, a high of 66, and it just keeps kind of trending downward on those temps middle of next week. So keeping tabs on that currently. It is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day Building and the Max FM Studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. In just about 16 minutes is our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text Win Contest. Make sure, have that free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. There are just 2 days left in our contest. Daily chances to win our prize of jewelry and cash. 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Again, we have the full contest rules. You can go to our 99.7 Max FM Facebook page for all the details. Just 2 days left. Make sure you have that free Soak Media app installed, ready to go. Also, limited time offer over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're shopping local. We're saving big. We have half off that $25 certificate towards food items at the Water Street Social Club. Today, till 9 a.m., during our flash sale, that certificate's just $12.50. No code required. Again, you need to have that in your cart checked out before 9 a.m. to take advantage of that offer. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And yes, this is something iconic, and it has a very special place in my heart because over 30 years ago, something very important happened at one of these establishments, and I'm going to play this to see if anyone remembers this retro jingle. So, all right, I'll play it one more time. So Chi-Chi's has a very special place in my heart, and Chi-Chi's restaurants are back with a grand reopening of their flagship store in Minnesota. They will be selling their classic items like chimichangas, tacos, and deep-fried Mexican ice cream. And yes, Chi-Chi's is something that's very special in my world because over 30 years ago, that is where I met my lovely wife, was at a Chi-Chi's in Dubuque, Iowa. So yes, just by happenstance, we were there. I was there for my friend's birthday party, as well as my lovely little wife, Wendy. And I sit down at this table with 13 other people. And, you know, I felt a little out of place because, yeah, I was the only guy with 13 women. Yes, you heard me correctly. Sat down at a table at Chi-Chi's in Dubuque for my friend's birthday. And, yeah, only guy there. And I'm like, this is a little uncomfortable. And it was a little more uncomfortable for some other reasons I'm not going to get into. But, yeah, I was like, okay. And I met this lovely lady and started talking to her, and we ended up dating a few weeks later, and obviously the rest is history. So iconic Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant is going to celebrate their grand reopening of its location on Monday, October 6th in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. That's just west of Minneapolis. And so this is pretty cool. They are returned. So Chi-Chi's has been gone for 20 years. And that's the other part of this that's very interesting is, yeah, Chi-Chi's went away about 20 years ago. And so now they're back after that 20-year hiatus. And so now they're bringing back all the original recipes, you know, that chimichanga as well. Oh my goodness, I'm just getting hungry as I look in that. And now I'm curious to see if there's going to be any coming back in the Wisconsin area. I mean, they talk about, yeah, people celebrated their birthdays there. And you see, there's, oh my goodness, looking at pictures of one of the restaurants from many years ago. And yeah, it's pretty cool seeing that, just like I remember it. And I was just trying to see if there's anything coming back with Wisconsin. No word on that yet or where else they may be opening them. But yes, opening it back up in Minnesota, the iconic Chi-Chi's. And again, I just got to play this jingle because we all remember this. And it was a celebration of fun. I had a lot of fun at Chi-Chi's. And, and it is still a celebration to this day. So who knows? Wendy and I may have to see if we can find one that's nearby and celebrate that meeting of almost 30 years ago. Where'd you meet your significant other? You can always text us and let us know. 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. At 7:10, Emily is going to join me. Yes, we're going to be giving out that next keyword again. Don't forget about that. And we're going to talk about the risk of being funny at work. It's almost like somebody put this in front of me for some reason. I'm not sure why they would do that. I mean, I always behave myself at work, right?
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Director. It's time for the 11th Annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown, it's a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Get ready for spine-tingling action as you race around Wisconsin's only alpine coaster, the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Brave the bewitching season every Friday and Saturday in October by riding the Ghoster Coaster through scary scenes and spooky characters. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster is open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, the ultimate thrill near the heart of the Dells. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com for more.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm. Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Greater Manchester, England now say at least two people were killed and three others are in serious condition in a car ramming and stabbing outside a synagogue. Esther Aronson was one of those at the synagogue on this Yom Kippur.
Being an auspicious high holy day, we've all fasted since 6:30 last night. You want to feel secure, you want to be able to go to places and feel that you can just walk around.
The police shot the suspect. It's believed killing him. The king and queen told of the attack today said they were deeply shocked and saddened on such a significant day for the Jewish community. Israeli Navy forces have boarded most of the vessels manned by activists bringing supplies to Gaza. Those on board taken to Israel. It's believed to be deported. Hamas still considering its response to the 20-point peace proposal put forth by the U.S. The federal government still shut down. President Trump says the government could begin firing workers who have been furloughed as soon as today. This is ABC News.